Sometimes the sacrifice of joy is more of a sacrifice than other times. If you would, turn in your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 120. Psalm 120. As we come to this particular psalm, it is the beginning of the psalms or the songs of ascent. That is to say, going up. We are ascending. It is our desire when you come into the fellowship to lift you from the earth into the realm of the higher. And certainly, as we see throughout Scripture, we see these interesting and wonderful pictures of being lifted up. As we've been going through the story specifically of Noah, what we have seen with the flood is God lifting him above the mountains, 15 cubits above the mountains. As it goes on to say that the waters began to recede, 150 days. So you see that number coming up, that 1-5 coming up continually. It is also seen in the songs of ascent, 15 songs of ascent, starting with Psalm 120, going to Psalm 134, and you will see these 15. When the priests would come together and as they would celebrate the feast, the various feasts, they would actually had steps going up. 15, it shouldn't surprise you, 15 steps of ascending. And each one of those steps, they would stop and they would sing one of these psalms as they were going up. So what these psalms do, they lift us up and it takes us away from the earth as the 15 cubits of water would lift Noah above the earth, above the stain of the world and now into the realm of the heavenly. Certainly these songs begin to do this, and isn't it wonderful? You don't even have to go through a flood. You can actually just go through the steps, and it's the grace of God. As we look at this, and certainly I'm not going to go through all 15, but I thought we would just take four steps up, which would bring us to that higher plane. And it begins with, in Psalm 120, feeling like everybody's your enemy. In fact, we live in a world that's hostile towards that which is right, that which is good. And there are times that we feel overwhelmed, not only by enemies, but by lies and deception. As he starts off, he cries to the Lord in his trouble. And I would say that's always our first step. If in fact you want to be lifted to a higher plane, you need to cry to God, not to everybody else. And it doesn't need to even be broadcast. But if you'll come to God, that's your first step to going to a higher plane. It starts off this way in verse 1. In my trouble, I cry to the Lord. And don't be surprised, he will answer. Because he is looking for those that will come to him. The cry is, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from deceitful tongues, from those that are deceptive in my life. And certainly in the realm of this, there are people that throw out things that are hurtful, that are painful, sharp arrows as described within the text. And he gives mention in verse 5 to, woe is me, for I sojourn in the Meshech. This is probably from the realm of Japheth, but more specifically it seems to be, shouldn't surprise us, in the realm of Russia. In fact, Meshech was actually a name of a prince in Gog. Ever heard of Gog and Magog? It's an interesting picture because it's showing us that here is a place that surrounds me, that is hostile against me. He then goes on, he says, for I dwell among the tents of Kedar, this Arabian group specifically of warriors that would gather together. The picture is clear. He's surrounded by people that hate him and want to kill him. His statement is in verse 7, I'm for peace, but they just want war. You ever feel that way? You ever try to get along with somebody that just is mad and angry, hostile? You just can't seem to get there. And it is an overwhelming position. So the next question that you ask and the next step that you take is, where do I go? The way that the psalm starts off in Psalm 121 is, I look at these mountains, and it's an interesting point because I think sometimes people misconstrue this text. It's not the mountains that give hope. The mountains are what's ominous. So I look at all these mountains that I'm facing. And I say, where does my help come from? Because those mountains can surround you and become overwhelming. My help, verse 2, comes from the Lord, who is not subject to the things of the mountain. And once again, as we've been looking at Noah specifically, lifted above the mountains. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip. He will not allow, he will keep you from slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He is the keeper. He is the shade. He's not going to allow the sun to smite you, nor the moon by night. You ever heard of the phrase moonstruck? This probably comes from that. What it's fundamentally saying is that he's not going to allow you to become weary by the beating of the sun, by the oppression of the sun in the day, nor in the confusion and the disorientation of the nighttime. Actually, where we get the word lunacy. Maybe that gravity's too hard. The passage says, the Lord will protect you from all evil, and he'll keep your soul. The Lord will guard you. I'm surrounded by enemies. I come to the Lord, I cry to him. That's your first step. Second step, very clear. Where does my help come from? The Lord. He's the one. He's the maker of everything, heaven and earth, and there's nothing that's too hard for him. So what's the next step? Go to church. It says in 122, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the household of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem that is built, a city that is compact together. Another way of putting that is a place that is close-knit. That's a great place, isn't it? Because you can feel overwhelmed, but really I believe that the turning point is this place that is the ultimately, as Revelation will tell us in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 2, the new Jerusalem. And how wonderful it is that we have a place that is prepared for us. And as Isaiah 25:2 says, that it's not a place of strangers, it's a place of close-knit fellowship. And you can sense the building up. And he goes on and he says, what's interesting about this text is, as I come into the fellowship, I stop thinking about me alone, and I start praying for the corporate, for Jerusalem. The way that it reads in verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, I will seek your good. But now you can feel that your mindset has changed. You came in with all your troubles. You knew that God was the answer. And you came into a fellowship that was close-knit, and you began to realize, I'm a part of this body. And really, as you ascend upward, you begin thinking of not just yourself, but others. Oh, yeah, there's one other step that we want to hit, and that's the next chapter. The chapter of keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. It reads this way in verse 1. To thee I lift up my eyes, O thou art enthroned above the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shall be gracious to us. We're just going to keep our eyes on him. You know, one of the reasons why we feel overwhelmed is because we're watching them. And scripture says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. God is doing a work. We should be watching his hand. And when he moves and tells us, then we do what he says. He's protecting us. He's guarding us. And that's where our hope is. We cry unto the Lord, verse 3, be gracious to us, O Lord, be gracious to us. We're greatly filled with contempt. Our soul is greatly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the pride. We turn to you, God. You're going to have to fix this. And we're just going to keep our eyes on you. Is it taking you to a higher place? Those are wonderful steps, aren't they? Father, we give you thanks for your graciousness to us and for lifting us up away from ourselves and away from our concerns and away from those things that are truly impossible for us and into your wonderful and gracious arms. Our trust is in you, and we're not afraid. We give you thanks in your name. Amen.